everybody, and welcome to episode 11 of the Raiders Report. Hope everyone is doing well and staying safe out there. Another lockdown here in Ontario, so keeping small businesses in our thoughts, and any chance you get to help them out online, curbside pickup stuff goes a long way. So on a bit of a better note, though, today I'm joined by current Nepean Raider forward Mahingan DeConti. Mahingan joined the Raiders this season and recently committed to King's College Monarchs. Glad to have you on, man. And how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Great.
Yeah, awesome.
I'm excited to start the next career.
Yeah.
Next thing in my career. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just going to kind of run through a bit of your career so far. And that obviously starts with Canada. You know, your time playing with the Lasers, you had a full season there. What was it like playing for that team and kind of a first look into the CCHL for you?
Okay. The year before that, I played for Timmins in the right. NOJHL. And coming from there to, I always wanted to play in the CCHL because, like, fuck, it's an awesome league. And yeah, so it was a big step.
Yeah.
Huge step. So there's a lot of things you have to adapt to, you know, different style of game.
What would you say was the hardest thing for you kind of coming in?
Oh, it was the speed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was a lot quicker. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I hear a lot as well from other guys that are making that transition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What was something that you heard that was going to be maybe tough, but that didn't feel as tough for you?
Can you repeat that again, please?
So, like, when you were coming in to play, like, usually, like, there's always, like, people telling you things that you have to be ready for. Was there anything that you were kind of told to be prepared about, but that didn't really faze you that much?
Well, I don't know. Well, working hard, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta work hard all the time. Because, like, fair. If you start slacking,
Yeah.
You'll go down.
Would you say, like, work ethic is pretty, like, how important do you put work ethic in how you play?
Oh, okay. Yeah, work ethic is, like, number one. As long as you're giving your all every day in practice, in games, you'll do good. You feel good about yourself, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Even though if you're not a super skilled guy, as long as you're giving your best and giving your all, that's it.
Yeah.
It'll take you places for sure.
Yeah. Well, it's taken you places so far, so you got that going. So, you know, after your time with Canada, you're acquired by the Raiders in the off season. What was that experience like getting kind of acquired like that?
It was it was kind of like a blindside.
Okay.
I was supposed to go to Renfrew, and I got the call from the GM from Renfrew saying that I was going to PN like around like before like the season started, around like right. August late.
Oh, okay.
Last summer. Yeah.
That's awesome.
So, yeah. But I knew a couple guys on the team, like Patrick Mall.
Oh, okay.
One of the buddies of mine. Yep.
Oh, that's good, though. That must have felt nice to at least know that you had a few guys that you knew that where you were going.
Mm-hmm. And Ian Henderson, too. Ian Henderson. Oh, okay. I know him from when I used to play prep school.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So you have some connections on the team already.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. Do you think that helped at all? Like, my next question was you're adjusting to the team. Would you say that those guys maybe helped you adjust?
Yes, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. What is there anything they did that kind of, like, made you feel just a little more comfortable being in the room with the guys, or anything that anybody did really to make you feel more comfortable?
Oh, just being yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, you just got to be yourself, yeah.
Yeah, that's good advice. Yeah. So obviously you've played in the CCHL for a couple seasons. What are some lessons that you've taken over your time so far that with the Raiders, but also with, you know, the Lasers and even Timmins before that?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a grind, man. You just gotta work through it. You know, give it your all and like things will go your way.
Yeah. Yeah. Back to that work ethic. It's always top of the mind.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the season is obviously pretty odd, you know, this year, all things considered, not really the full season that you expect to play. But how has it been playing in this weird sort of, this weird time?
Oh, I don't know, like it gets on my nerves, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't play all this season. So it's kind of, what was the problem for sure?
Yeah, sorry, I just didn't quite hear that. Can you mind repeating?
Yeah, it was a bummer because of COVID. Yeah, we didn't play much games. And yeah, well, things are what they are, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. What's maybe like, what's, because I know there's like weird, like rules on how many people are allowed. What's like a rule that really just like really is the most annoying thing that you have to deal with, obviously?
Oh, it's probably our dressing rooms. They're only allowed like 15, 20 minutes in before like our practices, our games. Oh. Yeah.
Okay. So you don't have that much time then?
Not much time to prepare. Yeah. Not much time at all.
Does that change like the way that you approach a game?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. That's I heard a lot about that too. Like it's just a big change, and especially like people who have rituals and stuff, like a lot of stuff you can't do anymore. And that kind of weighs on you as a player. Well, that's what I've heard obviously, but I don't.
Yeah. It kind of messes with your game, but you got to do stuff to not let it happen, yeah.
Right. Hey, at the end of the day, you still got to play, so.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, those development scrimmages, you guys played obviously a lot against the same teams. How did you find playing the same teams? And I know you guys can't hit, right?
Yeah, we can't hit at all.
So does that make it even more frustrating that you're playing against the same guys and you can't really, you can't really give them any love?
Yeah. Yeah. Especially there's some skill guys, you know, you want to run them in the boards, but yeah, they go dance around you.
yeah. So do you think it helps your development as a player playing the same guys over and over again, or how does it affect your game?
Honestly, I think it's a lot better if you play against other teams because you get to see other skilled players, you know, and every team plays different.
Right.
And you can get a lot better by that way, you know.
For sure.
Yeah, but it was all right playing the two teams because they're both good teams. Kempflo and Ottawa Junior Senators, they're good teams. Yeah, they're fun to play against.
Yeah, at least you're playing some really, better teams that maybe help you develop a bit better, in the long run. So obviously you committed to the Monarchs, D3 hockey. How did that happen?
Oh, I got an agent a couple months back, and he talked to a lot of schools for me. You know.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Was there any of that kind of like buttering up where they kind of send you over and show you around, or how does that work with COVID and all that?
No. Well, we had a couple of meetings over Zoom.
Oh, okay.
With the coach, yeah. And yeah, that's it. They want me to come check out the school this summer. What I'm going to do for sure, yeah.
Oh, okay, so you are going to go and kind of check out the campus and stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. So is there a reason why you committed to a certain, the Monarchs, as opposed to any other team?
It was a lot because of the money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, that makes sense.
They helped me a lot, you know?
Yeah.
Financial aid.
Right.
Stuff. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's huge though, that, they went down like that.
A lot of like Division III schools are really expensive to go to, right. You know?
Yeah. So, that's awesome. What's an aspect of your game that you've kind of you've seen grow and improve, and what's one aspect of your game that you're looking to improve on?
Was my defense.
Okay. Like
my defense wasn't the greatest, and I started working on that. And when I brought up my defense game, I started working on my offense after, you know?
Right.
Because, like, you don't want a guy that you can't rely on the ice. So you gotta be reliable.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And confidence too. Confidence is a huge thing in junior hockey.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like when you kind of sort of get into a game, a lot of people talk about nerves, kind of right before the game and stuff like that. Is that something that affects you too?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I get jitters before games and stuff, but
right.
That gets me pumped, you know? Just get me prepared.
Yeah, you can turn that kind of energy into, excitement, or kind of sort of transfer that energy into something positive on how you play. So that's awesome. But yeah, the defensive aspect is interesting. Like, what do you work on defensively that you think?
Being on like the defensive side of the puck, winning your battles too. That's a big thing, winning your battles.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah, making simple passes, good passes too. The tape.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, we talked about kind of the rituals and stuff like that people have. Do you have any kind of pregame preparations or rituals or anything like that?
Yeah, I soak in the bathtub, a little warm bathtub for like 30 minutes. Then I get ready, get dressed, head to the rink, you know, tape my stick, chill out with the boys for a bit. We play some sewer, we warm up, and and I just dial in, put on my headset, listen to music, get ready.
Okay, so I got two questions now. Have you ever tried the ice bath? Have you ever tried that?
Yeah.
No go?
Yeah. Well, after my legs are really sore, yeah. After a workout, I'll do that. Mm-hmm.
Is that a thing that helps? Like how does that help for the legs after a workout?
The ice bath?
Yeah.
How does it work?
Is it to soothe the muscles?
Yes, and it brings on inflammation too in your muscles.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Yeah, because I know a lot of players kind of throw themselves in there, and it's just always interesting to me.
But it's good too, like for your mind, also. You know. Yeah.
I don't know much about that. I've taken a cold shower every once and again, and that feels pretty nice. But I usually stick to the warm, personally.
Yeah.
Also, you talked about you put the headphones on. What kind of tunes do you listen to?
Oh, a lot of.
Not to put you on the spot or anything.
A lot of rap and a lot of electro music or like remixes and stuff, you know?
Oh, shit, yeah.
You know, like a rap remix, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Do you have like a top song right now that gets you pumped up?
Not really right now. I have to look through the playlist.
The playlist, yeah. Yeah. It's all about the playlist, man. So I obviously I want to touch on, obviously another lockdown here in Ontario. It's interesting to me what players do to stay busy. Obviously it's not affecting you as much, but, maybe the few quarantines before, how did you stay busy? How did you keep your mind occupied? Like, did you cook? Did you, play video games or what kept you going?
Yeah. I played video games and, a lot of outdoor rinks, you know?
Oh yeah, that's huge.
Yeah, during the Christmas break, the last lockdown before, I was going to the rink a lot there.
That's awesome, man. I hope I never see you at a rink because otherwise I just get slapped silly. If I see any any of the Nepean Raiders at a rink, I'm just leaving. That's no way. No way I'm playing. But yeah, you said you play video games. What kind of games do you play? You got a Chell kind of guy or Call of Duty?
Yeah, Chell, COD, yeah, Rainbow Six Siege. I'm a big I love the gamer, you know.
yeah, for sure. Yeah, I actually never played that one, Rainbow Six, but I heard it's really good.
Oh yeah, it's an older game, yeah. It's good.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Yeah. Do you have any? A lot of people talk about teammates that helped them a lot. Or are there guys in the locker room over the last few years that you've been playing that have kind of stood out to you for certain reasons?
Mm-hmm. It was like the leadership group in Canada. Great guys, bunch of role models I look up to. Even before that, Timmins too, it was a great locker room. Yeah.
What do you think makes a good leadership group?
Just guys that need to step up, older guys.
Yeah. The guys who kind of maybe have a little more experience and.
Yeah, experience.
Step up like that. That's awesome. Well, listen, I got one more question for you and then I'll let you go and you don't have to talk to me anymore, but, what's the best piece of advice you've received from either, a coach, player, anybody really, even a family member, something that really stuck with you?
Okay. This is back in when I was, in high school, my, 11th grade in Hawkesbury, and, my, assistant coach, his name is Dan Marwell. He played in the NHL. I don't know if you heard of him, but yeah, he told me.
I think the name rings a bell.
Yeah, he told me, believe in yourself because no one's going to believe in you if you don't believe in yourself,
That's a great one, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, obviously, like,
it's,
kind of
it's
believing.
A little tough, you know.
What's
it's
that?
Tough, it's kind of like a tough, like a comment on him, but
yeah,
but,
yeah.
I don't know. You got to take it like a different way, you know.
For sure, yeah. I mean, yeah, it's obviously, I feel like everyone who's made it anywhere had people doubt them along the way the whole time. So always got to keep doing you and keep pushing. And like, again, that work ethic that you spoke of, you know, that's just keep going. Uh-huh. Believe in yourself kind of thing. So yeah, man, well, listen, thanks for taking the time to stop by today and, you know, just have a quick chat. I really appreciate you coming on, man.
Yeah, thank you. Had a great time.
Awesome. Thanks, man.